Hello and welcome to Comp. It's a beautiful Sunday. I have built a shelf early in the morning. Not out of wood. It's one of those Amazon deals. Not in love with it. But, you know, we just need to get some cables off the floor. Is this worth telling? I mean, they had these clamps on the fucking... I opened this goddamn thing. I've been putting together shitty prefab, whatever you call it, shells for years. I remember my parents being very impressed because, like, I was, like, in high school, I guess. My dad bought, like, a bookcase for me. Like, a cheap... It wasn't cheap, but whatever. I mean, I'm not trying to call my dad cheap. I'm just saying it wasn't made of oak and honey. Oak and honey. But that's the Bible, the land of oats and honey. I'm talking about oak and honey. It wasn't made of oak or cherry or hardwood. Hardwood's where it's at. If my dad bought me hardwood, I might be able to, you know, get it hard occasionally. That low-hanging fruit doesn't matter. I blame my dad for everything. You want me to say that? Is that what you want? I'm fine with the prefab bookcases. I'm just saying it was sitting around for a while. Because, you know, I gotta, you know, build it. And, you know, it just procrastinates by playing with model trains or whatever instead of building me a bookcase. So I just decided to do it myself. Much like the time when my mom wanted to show me how to make eggs. We talked about this. And I ended up, through a conflict, telling my dad I was going to, you know, burn the house down. And, you know, you'll be dead. You know, you'll go to jail. You'll be dead. You remember the story. If not, go back a few weeks. It was great. So I, you know, they weren't around to tell me not to. So I just fucking took out the tools, a screwdriver, and you know, I just put the thing together. It's made for morons. I wasn't a moron, so I was, you know, I was ahead of the game. They were very impressed. They were so proud of you, and it's like they had a very low opinion of me. They thought I was gonna end up shooting myself in the midst of a robbery. Like, I would go try to rob a subway person. You know, those people, I mean, you might not be from New York City, but the people who sit in the booths at the subway, not sure what they do. They can be helpful. Well, I guess they take the cash. Usually get the Metro card from the machine. But if you got to pay cash, you pay those people. And they take your fucking money. And they tell you, you know, to go shit in the subway car. Don't shit here. I work here all day. If you got a shit, you do it on the subway itself, not in the station. And you say, I don't know why you're telling me this every time, but fine. I'll shit and piss and find my true love on the subway car instead of, you know, I'm sorry I interrupted you while you're reading your romance novel and you're eating Cheetos. You know, these big fat women, whatever, I don't know. These white fat women. Who am I, Bill Burr going after white women? Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, point is, you know, so you have to pay these people. They're sitting there in the boots. And what are we talking about? Shit and piss and cum and blood? I don't even remember. Building a shelf. Oh, I would rob these people is my point. I would put a gun to them. And will they have like $100, a couple $100? You can't even get in there and you're shooting through the fuck. I'm shooting and the glass doesn't break. I wouldn't think it'd be bulletproof glass, but I guess... Someone else tried to rob it, so I just shoot myself. Or I jump in front of the train. If the train's coming, you jump in front of the train, otherwise I just shoot myself. And that's what my parents would think of, you know, that's where I end up in their eyes. And they go, oh, he built a prefab, assembled a prefab bookcase. Maybe he'll be all right. And they were half right, half wrong. That was my peak. And it's fine. I'm fine with my choices. But, you know, whatever. This thing was, you know, it had these clips. This is what I'm building today. These clips that I'm not a fan of. And, you know, I don't know. You put the clips together on the fucking rod and the shelf goes on top of it. It was hard to tell where the clips go. It was smaller than I thought it would be. You know, it's not my finest hour. Just not my worst hour. I'm just turning my headphone. I need to be my head to be filled with my own voice to tune out the horror in order to do this podcast. So I just cranked up my headphone amp. Yeah, I have a headphone amp. I think it's built into this thing. You call it, it's got volume control over the headphones. I'm not some schmuck recording on a fucking Talkboy from like Home Alone 2. Remember Home Alone? I had the Talkboy. Anyone else have the Talkboy from Home Alone 2? It was great. It was just a regular tape recorder that had like a fast forward and reverse. But he's using it in the movie to do pranks. I guess they marketed to get, I mean, marketed to get whatever. That makes noise. It was a fun movie. I mean, Donald Trump was in it famously. He goes, you know, he sees Macaulay Culkin come, you know, the Plaza Hotel. And he's like, hold on, are you someone I should fuck? And then Macaulay Culkin just walks away. He says, never mind. And he grabs a teenager's tit and then, you know, spills gold all over his fucking dick. I don't remember the details. I'm assuming this is what happened. I know he was in the movie. Fucking, you know, just talking to his own asshole. Fucking playing golf. Whatever. He's the president. He don't need me to fucking, you know, I'm not his fucking secretary. All right? He's got his own, he's got a team of secretaries in the White House. Keep a track of where he goes. I don't need to be, like, fucking reciting verbatim. It's not Goodfellas. It's not fucking Casino. All right? It's not Raging Bull. I'm basically saying it's not a Scorsese movie. And do I quote anything else? Glengarry, which isn't a script. It's not Glengarry Glen Ross. It's Home Alone 2. I'm sorry, you know, Pacino wasn't going off on Kevin Spacey in the middle of Home Alone 2. Maybe I remember some of it. Like Pacino is just playing Pesci. I mean, Pesci's in the fucking movie. Why don't they have him? I mean, he's talking about, like, grinding his bones up and killing him. It's fun, but he should have been like, he should have pulled a gun out and put it in Macaulay Culkin's fucking mouth and goes, this is what we do to snitches and prankers and guys who fucking make me spill on marbles. This is, and like he's just giving his monologue about, like, you know, when I was a child, I never pranked anyone. I let people rob me, and you fucking broke the covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ, and now you're going to get on your knees and suck this gun's dick. That's something like that. He was still going to, I'm not making the case that Macaulay Culkin gets killed. I'm just saying, put some fear. He goes, you thought you were so smart in Home Alone. He was literally saying this line. You thought you were so smart in Home Alone 1, but I was in prison, and I wasn't getting, you know, there's a myth that everyone just gets raped all the time. I'd admit if it did. The other guy got raped once. I didn't get raped. It's fun. It's something they do to scare people. I don't know. But the point is, what I did do was learn a lot about hand-to-hand combat from my Israeli cellmate who taught me Krav Maga, and he just does the Krav Maga move and breaks Kevin's arm off. Like, it falls off. He's bleeding. He'll get away in the end, but you need to, you know, stakes need to happen in the movie. Stakes are important to dramatic tension, to the fucking whole, the feeling of loss and regret. I gotta plug this in. Hold on. Shut up. There we go. Now we're cooking with fire. Is it cooking with fire? Cooking with grease? It's whatever it is. I'm moving the camera around. This is like a Scorsese film. Hopefully that's actually charging. I don't even know. Will we finish before this battery runs out? We'll fucking see. All right? La-di-da.
Is this plugged in? You son of a bitch.
You're getting a raw, dirty deal on this episode of Comp. It's just fucking tech stuff. I'm just plugging my fucking phone that I use to record into the thing. I'm not seeing the icon. I don't know. So Kevin McAllister is saying his novenas. He's fucking praying to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying, you know, give me my soul back, and I'll grant you divinity. For forever and ever, I'll dominios. And then, you know, they shoot him in the head. He gets shot in the head, is the point. You think, like, oh, he's saying his prayers. Maybe a paint can's going to fall on Pesci's head. No. He survives a shot in the brain. And he'll have a slur later in the movie. He'll come back. He'll have a slur. He'll sound like a stroke victim, maybe. I don't know. He'll have one eye. Doesn't, like, it just stays closed and opens up occasionally. He's blind in that eye, but only because of, like, the nerve endings in the brain. The eye's fine. If someday you could put together nanosurgery or whatever and, you know, rewire his brain, maybe it'll work again. But the point is, Kevin McAllister shot in the brain by Joe Pesci, even though he says no Venus, and he's fucking just ruining the day he tried to, like, you know, spill marbles on this guy's feet. But then he learns. He learns, like in Batman Returns, or not, the one with Bane, when he goes into the Lazarus Pit prison, and he's just, and, like, he's getting trained by, he plays himself, Macaulay Culkin from The Good Son, the sociopath. He's his twin. He's his lost Locke's twin. If you ever seen The Good Son, it's basically him and Elijah Wood, and Macaulay Culkin's just, like, a murderous sociopath. And, you know, he's a little kid. It's great. I mean, I haven't seen it in 20 years, but whatever. It might not be great. We should watch it. It's a spooky movie. It's a Halloween movie. We need to, you know, address that the minute, too. The spooky movies. It's on the agenda. So Macaulay Culkin learns from The Good Son to, like, you know, just shoot guns and do, you know, Krav Maga, blue jiu-jitsu. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that's what BJJ stands for. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he beheads Daniel Stern, and he fucking, you know, falls in love with, I don't know, Amanda Bynes, someone age-appropriate, and then, you know, kills Joe Pesci, and then, you know, he's the king of New York, just roaming around the city. Him and Donald Trump, he becomes his, like, he basically takes the Jared Kushner role in the Trump empire. It gets rid of Kushner because this guy's a killer. So I had to talk, boy, is the point, I guess. I'm not as a kid, but that's not what I'm using now. I can plug into an actual thing with headphone amps, and it's got compressors and preamps and all sorts of shit, making my voice, giving, you know, doing it justice. Yeah, so Bill Burr. Is the big news today. Everyone's very upset about his tirades against the Pope on SNL, about how he said the Pope should be, you know, what's the word, discombobulated or excommunicated. Talked about child abuse, whatever he did. Maybe he didn't say that. I don't remember. I watched some of it. It's fine. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm supposed to all of a sudden now start, like, defending the honor of Bill Burr. I mean, you know, he's a funny guy. I like his work. I mean, am I getting paid here? Am I part of, is this some kind of communal pot where I gotta go do PR on Twitter for Mr. Bill Burr, star of the Breaking Boys, or the Breaking Bad, or the Breaking Bad? Should be called Breaking Boys. Just with the Breaking Boys gang. We make meth. We'll break your boys and we'll break your face if you don't buy our meth. It's blue meth. It's great. Just buy it. It gets you high. You'll notice it. You'll notice it gets you higher. So why not buy our meth? And that's just the commercial that airs on public access. We're breaking boys' meth. None of that bullshit Heisenberg nonsense. No one cares. He would have gotten shot in the face in the first episode by Tuco or whoever. I love his idea. Like, well, you fucking... Oh, we're going to kill this guy. The only other guy who knows how to make my meth, the other guy, Jesse's on the way to kill him, so you can't kill me. I think we're going to torture this guy, like, in a heartbeat. Just start fucking cutting into his leg, just fucking sawing it off, grab his kid, his handicapped kid and his wife, just sawing their limbs off. Are you still not going to tell us? You're a hard chemistry teacher? It's whimsical and stupid. It's a well-made show, sure. It's kind of dumb, all right? Like, I like it. But, like, stop acting like it's the best show ever made. It's a little dumb. This guy would have been murdered in the first goddamn episode. This fucking stupid white idiot just roaming around in his underwear. Who just gotten fucking raped by a scorpion. Just Tuco would have just fucking fucked his throat until he fucking dick came out the back of his head. I'm so sick of Breaking Bad, you know, the Breaking Boys, you know, dominating everything. Whatever, Bill Burr was on. He was on it for, you know, a season or two. I think he worked for one of the Chicken Man. Did he work for the Chicken Man? I don't remember. He worked for he worked for the lawyer, Dave Cross, right? And fucking, I don't know. They're sitting around. They're going, like, you know. Well, I'm not going to recount Breaking Bad to you. Breaking, whatever. It's fine. The point is, he's great, I guess. I'm not going to defend the guy on blast. Like, you know, hey, you better laugh at this. You know, he fucking shit all over women, and he said, did he say queer? I don't remember. Did he call people big gays and tell them not to be gay anymore? He claimed he didn't know what Pride Month was. I don't. It seems a little weird. I don't know what Pride Month was, but whatever. I don't give a shit. It was funny enough. It was the best thing ever. No, it wasn't as funny as Louis's, you know, thing about, you know, the pedophiles and the Mounds bar. That was good. I like Bill Burr. I'm not like shit. I have no. People are showing to me going like, this is amazing. It's fine. I don't care. All right. I need to get paid. I need Bill Burr to send me at least a box of chocolates, maybe a prop from the movie that he was in with wonderful Jason Stamos. No, who's the kid from SNL? The one whose dad died 9/11. The King of Staten Island movie. Who's this kid's name? Justin Long. Who is this guy? Robinson? David Robinson? What is his fucking name? I'm not even joking anymore. This is not even a fucking joke. King of Staten Island. Who's in this dumb movie that Apatow is just coming all over his own fucking film print? Pete Davidson. That's his name. He's a great man. In love with Miley Cyrus or whoever. Demi Lovato. Who did he fuck? Ariana Grande, right? That was it. Is that a faux pas to confuse those people? I don't care. If he's going to send me a fucking, you know, a box of cigars, if he's going to send me a fucking, you know, a crossbow and a dozen roses, yeah, then maybe I'll start defending him on Twitter. You do an offensive act, which was a little edgy. It's fine. It's edgy. And people are like, don't not laugh at Bill Burr. It's like, look, people didn't get mad. That's the whole point of this. It's why you're a provocateur. How cool is it going to be if everyone's just like, this is, if Obama's just fucking standing there like saying, you're the king. You're the king. He's like, he's fucking sitting next to Lorne Michaels. They're both just washing his feet like Christ on New Year's Eve. Just fucking washing his feet. Just scrubbing the toes going, you're the king of New York now. It was Kevin McAllister and now it's you. But you're exonerated from all your past crimes because you fucking said women, white women suck, and they accused black men of rape. Great for you. I mean, look, it was funny, but you know, it's also like I mean, the level of outrage on both sides is like, you know, we're all going to be dead in a few months. Like, it's enough. Just fucking let him be the piss Christ guy. Let Bill Burr have piss Christ status for a week. Let him be the bad boy. Let him fucking get that bad boy pussy if he wants it. Riding, he has a Whirly Bird helicopter, I bet. So, you know, he flies a helicopter around. He's famously a helicopter pilot. That's what he does with his money. He's a man who hangs out with Jimmy Fallon and rides around in a custom helicopter and, like, spits on poor people for fun. But I'm going to fucking defend him. I need to get my beak wet, all right? I need some skin in the game here, all right? My Patriot does not elevate me to a level of Bill Burr where I'm all of a sudden on the same team. I'm trying to bring him down so I can be the king of New York. I'm actively, you know, I mean, I'm not going to bring him down through illicit means. I'm not going to try and cancel him. But I'm trying to get my Bill Burr, you know, I'm going to be the Bill Burr here. I'm going to have my Whirly Bird helicopter just dragging cans of tuna fish from like a fucking rope tied to the helicopter. And people are going to hate it because it's going to be like bashing into, I mean, I don't think it's powerful enough to break the windows of New York City buildings, but it's going to like just bang into windows as I'm flying through Midtown. Probably being escorted by fighter pilots. But then they're going to find out that I'm Ray Kump, the star of the reboot of the Breaking Boys. You know, they gave me the Bill Burr part. Like, oh, you're Ray Kump from Breaking Boys. This is so great. But my part's going to be better because in my version, you know, the Walter White guy dies the first episode. I'm just the guy who goes, look, that guy was an idiot. We can still sell meth. Doesn't even matter if it's good, but we're going to fucking do it my way and use this Whirly Bird helicopter. Same way, right into the plot. So I don't even have to pay for my own helicopter. Eventually, they'll just give it to me. They'll expense it and say, you can just keep it. Like, yeah, no shit. This is why, you know, I'm executive producing this. So, you know, that's my strategy. That's my end game. So I'm not going to be like, oh, Bill, I'm going to die at the cross of Bill Burr. Oh, if you don't fucking let Bill Burr tell white women to piss off, then you're a fucking scumbag. We're going to hit you with bats, piss all over your mother, make you fucking regret ever coming into a bowl and leaving it, because we're going to take that bowl and we're going to fucking make your mother drink it. Shouldn't leave you. You don't want your mother drinking your cum, at, you know, against her will. You shouldn't leave it lying around in a bowl in your bedroom. You're fucked up. That's just us. So, you know, fun. So, it's good, you know, good for him. I have no ill will against the millionaire. It's the millionaire doing his thing. What do you want me to tell you? If you make, you want me to care about millionaires, make me a millionaire. All right? That's how this works. This is not cut capitalism. It's Ray Kump capitalism. All right? Ray Kump cares about millionaires once he gets a little scratch. All right? We're going to fucking, you know, you give me $1 million, I'll fucking walk around with Bill Burr carrying a gun pointed at every cop I see going, don't fucking even think about it. Don't think about shooting my friend Bill Burr. We'll fuck you up. I got guns up the ass here. Just screaming at cops. You fucking ACAB bitch. You ACAB motherfucker. This is Bill Burr from the Breaking Boys. Don't fuck with us. And they'll just back off because they don't know how many guns we have. Yeah, they're smart. And then, like, but that's if I get some money, all right? That's what you can, you know, this is podcast is going out to the world. You know, rate come can be bought. Your loyalty can be bought, all right? I'm not some kind of fucking principled, you know, whatever. I'm the guy who fucking, it's like Michael Clayton. It's like, I'm the, like, what do they say? Like, I fucking signed, I sold out my friend for 80 grand. Are you going to kill me? Love that. I love Michael Clayton. It's such a great, I mean, that might not mean anything to you, but like, how fucking stupid are you? He's really dressing down, what's her name at the end of that. Go watch Michael Clayton. It's such a phenomenal movie. Speaking of movies, it's the spooky time of year. It's Halloween. I talked about this on my Patreon. We're going to revisit because I need to impress my girlfriend with Halloween movies because she loves horror movies. I'm not a horror guy. We started watching Gremlins 2 last night, which is great. We watched Gremlins 1 last year. It's a fun but kind of scary. I mean, not scary. What scares you? I mean, what's going to scare me? I fucking, you know, wear people's skin on my hands to fingerprint them. I'm going to be scared of a gremlin? No. I mean, come on. But they do look kind of like decomp corpses. But, you know, point is, I'm going to drink some Mr. Rebel Zero, sugar-free, whatever. Mm. I wish I did more. I wish I really felt the bowl, but I don't. Some people don't like hearing people like talk on like eat on podcasts or radio or drink. No one's ever complained about that. I think people like it. I think people like that, like, you know, my bodily functions are included in the story that I'm telling. You know, you don't get comp without some fluids one way or the other. But yeah, I'm not gonna be scared. But you know, Gremlins 2 is fun. I've seen, you know, before. I might have seen it in the theater for all I remember as a kid. But it's a great movie, and we're halfway through. I start falling asleep, so, you know, we'll watch it later. But we need real good horror movies. If you want to respond on YouTube, and you can respond on Twitter if you want, you know, get back. But good ones. I mean, don't show me shit, and don't try to, you know, like, stuff that I'll like. Make it good, not Mike Flanagan films. I'm not into Mike Flanagan, the guy who made Doctor Strange and Oculus. I'm going to talk about this again. This is the second time in a week because of the Patreon. I'm talking about Mike Flanagan, but we don't. He just had that new movie, the series come out on Netflix, the sequel to the Hill House Show. There's people moping around. This fucking trailer where it's just like this nanny coming. Oh, they're, you know, they're, like they're in a like a Rolls Royce or something, and the driver's like driving down to this estate, Hell Manor or somewhere. The point is a. And she's like, well, how are the kids doing? And it's like, well, the parents didn't come home. That's all they understand. And they go, oh, well, these must be like, you know, 1 and 2 year old children. They're fucking, you know, 3, maybe 4. You know, not understand, you know. And like, you know, she's just gonna be like wiping baby asses all day and like, you know, cleaning their shit and consuming their piss, whatever nannies do. I'm not a nanny. And, you know, they get to the fucking house and the kids come out. And the girl's like 9. The kid's like 11. They don't know what death is? This is a dumb fuck show, if you ask me. This is for fucking dumb fucks who like just, who pretend to like horror. But, you know, if I ever showed them a gun, they'd fucking, and I said I was going to murder their fucking child, they'd freak out. You know, these people, oh, we love horror so much. Yeah. You shit your pants if I was pointing a crossbow in your eye. So don't fucking tell me you like horror. All right? I need real horror. But someone on the Patreon asked me about the movie Hereditary. I like, I don't want to spoil the movie, I guess, but I like 5 minutes of it in the middle, or, you know, first third, the end of the first act, maybe, I guess you'd call it. If you've seen the film, you know. And the weird thing afterwards, like just leaving it there, and then mom is like, oh, shh, and then mom finds it. That was kind of a weird thing, but the rest of it was goofy. Witches and, but I mean, now I guess I am spoiling, but whatever. Like, it got stupid. I like Midsommar, but more, it was more fun than scary. They did show the when the people were kind of falling off the rock and like dying, or they were hitting them with a hammer. I felt like, you know, you got a good sense of a person's smashed face. From my experiencing various types of trauma, whether gunshot trauma or like, I've never had a person fall off a building. If I'd stayed longer, I probably would have, but there's not a lot. In New York City, you probably get more of that, right? There's not a ton. I'm sure people jump in Long Island, but it's not as common. They jump in front of trains. I've seen a bunch of train stuff. Shotgun suicides, smashed faces, pulverized faces, you know, motorcycle, you know, accidents. You got some real grotesque shit. So, you know, I felt like that movie did kind of handle that well, more than most. It was fine. So, I don't know. What do I like is horror. I mean, give me good stuff to impress my girlfriend or not. I don't care. I'm trying to engage people in a fruitless quest to get into horror films. We watched that Channel Zero. It was fun. I recommend that, the first season of it at least. Not bad. I kind of liked it. Spooky stuff. We're gonna carve jack-o'-lanterns, but you know, now Lucy's saying that it might rot and smell. So we should paint them. So I suggest we start painting mushrooms. And she thought that was weird. But I don't know. I would just love to have a bunch of painted mushrooms and glue them to the wall. They're gonna rot. Anyway, what else is going on?
Oh no, I spilled an empty can of Red Bull.
Pure content here. This is content for the people. Priests. Got more stories about priests. There was a priest in New Orleans. This intrigued me. I read about this. A priest somewhere near New Orleans. They always say New Orleans, but then they're reading out like town names that are like the half hour away from New Orleans or whatever. But somewhere in Louisiana, some priest was fucking two beautiful women. This time, full-grown, beautiful women. Well, at least one of them was a porn star. I'm not sure that, you know, she qualifies technically, or technically she is, I'm saying, but really, if she's really a real dyed-in-the-wool porn star, or if she's just like, you know, someone who has OnlyFans. But she was, you know, a sexual person. She was 42, the other one was 23, and they're both dominatrixes, I guess, and they're fucking this priest on an altar. And then someone caught them. And so, you know, the priest is just, they had to burn the altar, right? They burn the altar. That, I guess because someone walked. I mean, this seems odd to me because the Catholic Church, I mean, famous for fucking kids. I mean, I'm not making that up. They made a movie about it that won the Academy Award, Spotlight. Great movie. And if you didn't, I mean, you should have known anyway, but this is mainstream stuff that the priest fucked the kids, and then there's that movie with the Netflix and whatever. I'm not making, you know, what, it's fine. I'm a Catholic. I can say it. Probably, you know, it's fine. But they don't burn stuff typically. They don't typically burn the confessional where the kid got his asshole, whatever happened to it. They don't burn, you know, the priest's bed sheet. Maybe they burn the bed sheets, but they don't burn, like, the bed where the kids were touched, but they burn the altar because this is, you know, you can fuck kids anywhere you want, apparently, according to the Catholic Church, but don't do shit on the altar. The altar is important. God becomes a cracker here, so you can't fuck here, all right? There's rules to this shit. It doesn't have to make sense, all right? You think God's going to become a cracker on a fucking, you know, where you come? You know, God, Jesus has many places to be. If you want to be a cracker here, the least you can do is not come on his fucking cracker landing strip, whatever you want to call it, his altar, this place where he fucking turns into a Ritz cracker or a Triscuit, whatever these things, these wafers. This is Jesus. Jesus is like, my body and flesh. I mean, why? I wonder if the last testament, they just ripped, like, it'd be funny if he just cut into his own, like, we just made this bullshit story, but, like, in reality, he was a tough guy, he had a knife and he just cut into his chest and just started pulling out, you know, excess body stuff that he didn't need. Well, I'll be dead in 12 hours, whatever. He's just pulling out, like, fucking, you know, an appendix, going, like, eat, chew on this, Judas. Chew on this, Simon Peter. And fucking Bartholomew, whoever. Chew, you know, suck on my colon. Not in a fucking sexual way. He's just got his colon out. Like, you know, you can try chewing through it. I think it's tough. You have to cook colon. I'm not trying to get into a weird thing here. I'm just saying the priest... they burned it, and he's, I think they're going to jail, or at least they got, you know, fined, because you could, you know, someone walked in, like, from the outside, and it was technically obscene, because you could see it from the window pretty clearly. So, I don't know. I mean, they weren't children, though. The priests get, they get a lot more mad. I guess they get progressively more mad the older the person is. They think differently than us priests. They exist without time, or a different sense of time, you know. But the younger the person, it's, you know, the older the parishioner, the more less expendable they are, I guess. I don't know. It's not the point. So that was fun. Speaking of sex, we got these transitions today. It's fucking smooth. I'm like a weatherman just doing the news, just speaking out like, hey, today is going to be sunshine with no clouds. And speaking of clouds, the next time there's clouds, I'm going to fucking jump in front of a train. So I hope there's no, I'm incentivizing no clouds to Jesus God. We're fucking, you know, I mean, this is crazy talk, but this is, you know, this is what I would do if I was a fucking weatherman. I would just start, you know, threatening God, like, you know, or, you know, what's the word? Yeah, I guess threatening him, or like, you know, warning him, putting him on notice, like, I'll commit mass shootings if there's rain tomorrow, because I know everyone wants to play golf. So, you know, I'm putting it on the line here. So if God, if you know, if there's rain, that means Jesus, you know, Jesus is the devil. You know, we're going to turn you into the devil because you made this rain, and now I'm a killer. I'm all over the place. But the point is smooth transitions. That was so smooth, wasn't it? That's funny to me. The people are upset about The Lord of the Rings. This is the thing. The Lord of the Rings is coming back to Amazon Prime, I guess. Much like The Boys or The Nazi Hunter Show, or what else did they make? Did they make the Nazi Hunters and The Boys and the Hitler America Show? The Castles? Man Castles? Man in the Tall Castle. Something about what if Hitler won? Like, it seemed weird. Like, there was a fucking, I remember, like, around 2016, like around the time of Charlottesville, when everyone was very much against Nazis, Amazon decided to promote that show with, like, something like Obey, or, like, something like, you know, you with, like, a fucking Nazi symbol or a guy with a Nazi hat. It just seemed very, like, you know, whimsical for a time when people are up in arms about the idea of Nazis, whether or not you like the, you know, people don't like that, you know, the word gets overused, they say, but, you know, there were definitely some, you know, self-affiliated Naziist type people, that thing, at the time. So I'm just saying, Amazon's very bold. So they're making another bold move, and they're doing The Lord of the Rings, but they're putting fucking sex in it. Nudity and sex into The Lord of the Rings. You know, so I don't know. I mean, it's going to be Hobbit. You know, I hope it's not even, like, cause there's no sex in the books, I don't think. I mean, I read the first book and some of the second one, and I watched the movies, and I don't remember any sex scenes. This is apparently a prequel. Now, I know Silmarillion, not to be a nerd, not to be some fucking dumb nerd who should, you know, but that's, you know, a book. J.R. Tolkien, the fucking king of the elves. The Elf books wrote, that I think was a prequel. So this might be the Silmarillion. I have really not much concept of what that is, but it's a prequel, and they're gonna put good old fucking in there. And I hope it's gratuitous, because there's no sex anyway. So why not just fucking have a thing where Gimli the dwarf, like, they're all fucking trying to figure out where Sauron is, and Gandalf. And then it cuts to Gimli the dwarf, and he's just fucking a girl in the ass and you're just seeing her shit and piss all over his dick. Like, real hardcore sex. I mean, it's Amazon. Jeff Bezos can do what he wants. So just have him, have some fucking elf just filling her mouth with a fucking delicious elf dick. And just goes, and then they just start slapping five, and it cuts back to Gandalf. He goes, so anyway, well, he's making it real, you know. People are mad about this. People are mad there's going to be sex. I mean, you know, you need to have something. You can't just be watching, you know, Game of Thrones told us that. You need to have a lot of fucking just penetration. You know, it doesn't matter. You can watch porn whenever you want. You need to be titillated. I need to see beautiful actresses and big hung men fuck on horseback, making magic sex. This is what we need. You know, HBO gets it. Amazon wants to be the new HBO. And the HBO will fucking put a sex scene into the Rosa Parks movie or the fucking, is that offensive? I'm so, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, like, it shouldn't be done, but they'll do it. They don't care. They'll put it into, like, you know, the story of, whatever, like the Enron collapse, and then just people. I mean, I guess there would be sex there because they were all strip club addicts or something, but, you know, what would be inappropriate? I mean, are there sex scenes in, I can't even think of anything they do. The Kevorkian movie. It's just showing Kevorkian fucking some woman, just like, I kill people if they want me to. And she's like, oh, and he's like, oh, stay hard. I just came. And then, like, it cuts back to him and John Goodman putting death chemicals into, you know, people who want it. Look, I mean, Kevorkian, those people wanted to die. So I'm not really shitting on Kevorkian. But, you know, they'll put a sex scene in that movie, or a Phil Spector movie. So Amazon needs to learn from these people. They need to learn to, you know, it's just people want to know sex is happening. They're having sex. They need to know that you're just fucking, that you're not fucking around. You this is a world building thing. They want the world to be built on, you know, like, it can't just be all candy corn and candy canes. And fucking, like, oh, and then the elves went here. It's like, if I'm not seeing some pussy get smashed, that like a YouTube subscribe button. It's a great time to remind you, smash that button, all right? A lot of you aren't smashing it. You got to smash it more. Subscribe, comment, call your senator, sign up for my Patreon, recommend me. You know, start, you know, talk about me on Reddit, promote the show, do all the work that I'm supposed to do, subscribe, smash, just like the pussy in the Lord of the Rings gets smashed. That's what you need to do. You need to smash, just like the elven girl and that fucking human guy and that demon, the dragon. They're all just fucking. And this is J.R.R. Tolkien's elven language. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. I don't know. I mean, they should fucking, I think all adaptations should have sex put into it. Not, you know, again, age-appropriate sex. Like, I used to read a book called The Indian in the Cupboard. The Indian in the Cupboard. Now, is that offensive? I don't know. But, the you know, Native American in the Cupboard, they didn't change the name. It's still called that. And there's a series of books, Return of the Indian, Secret of the Indian. They really doubled down the Indian thing. So, whatever. It was about this kid who fucking, he found a toy Indian in a cupboard, and I don't know if he went from the same place. It seems kind of arbitrary, but he would put, you know, like, he would, it was like a medicine cabinet kind of thing or something, and he would open the cupboard, and he would put it in, he would lock it, and he'd unlock it, and the little guy would be alive. I remember liking it because, amongst other things, there was a scene where him and the cowboy character, who's also a, you know, a little toy guy, there's a picture of them. You know, the kid's name is Andre, some weird French name, I don't know. But he gives them a spoonful of, like, eggs and beans, and it's like a big fucking big thing to them because they're so small. I remember liking that. I remember just liking the idea of having all these eggs and beans to eat. So, you know, point is, they made a movie out of it. It wasn't very good, and would it have been better if it just cuts? Again, the kids aren't doing it, but if it's cuts to the kid's parents, like, he's just discovering this little fucking Indian, Native American, goes and, you know, becomes alive, and it cuts to the dad fucking just holding the, you know, just gagging, the mom's gagging on the dad's cock, That she like tears are rolling down her eyes. One of those like Max Hardcore type blowjobs. Really terrible stuff. You don't even like it. And it's just like, thank God our kids got something to do so I can get fucking head. And he would just cut back to the kid. And he goes, oh, I wonder if this fucking little Bo Peep toy will come to life. And they do. And it's like, this is great. It cuts back. And she's doing like a fucking sideways cowgirl. And like, you know, it's a cowboy theme. You know, reverse cowgirl. He's got a cowboy. It all ties together. And then she's just fucking spitting and squirting. Yeah, squirting everywhere. And he goes, is that even real? You're just pissing all over me. I don't care, but is that, you know, that whole debate gets started because some people, you know, there's a stuff in porn where girls squirt and some people think it's just piss. I don't have a skin in the game on that one. I think it has to do with pressure, you know, creating a suction with the dick and the pussy. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a sexual porn master. But the point is, I read a book called Dear Mr. Henshaw. Where some kid's writing to an old man, I think. I can't remember. But put sex scenes in that. Put, like, the mother just getting railed by some Tinder date. It doesn't have to, you know, again, not talking about these kids having them. I'm talking about, like, but just shove it in everywhere. Apparently, do what Amazon is doing is my point. You know, take their cue. I'm not better than Amazon, so I'll make a remake of the Muppets where, like, fucking Muppet Babies, where Nanny's just getting, she only comes in occasionally because she's getting fucked in the ass, you know? And then when she's done getting fucked in the ass, she comes out and goes, Gonzo, what are you doing? What are you kids up to? And then she farts uncontrollably. Just because, like, I'm not blaming a woman for doing, you know, when you get anal fucked, I mean, who knows what happens? It's just, you know, you're pushing a lot of air in, I think, and, you know, it's just this, whatever, it's fine. She's a woman. She's more than just their nanny. She has her needs. Now, maybe she could argue that, you know, she shouldn't be doing it on the time of the job. Who knows? These rich people. Who is, like, the owner of the Muppet Babies? I'm just realizing that now. Like, who are their parents? Are they at a daycare, or is this, like, one nanny? Like, how does this work? Because nanny's just a nanny. So who's the fucking, is it just, like, Ebenezer Scrooge or a fucking, Charlemagne? Who is their fucking parent on the Muppet Babies? Who owns them? Are they all kept, you know, like, by Scrooge McDuck? I don't know. These are questions we deserve to know. I mean, I used to watch a show called Lost City of Gold. I think I talked about this at some point, where they're just in some golden falcon plane and they're just looking for the Lost City of Gold. Put some sex in that. Always adults, always consensual. But just, there was a show called Ninja Scroll I watched with an OAV, an anime, whatever. I remember watching that as a kid, and it was just a needless, gratuitous, like, the ninja woman comes up, you know, she's summoned to the fucking, what do they call those guys? Shogun? I don't know. The fucking boss. He's going to tell her to kill someone. And she's kind of uncomfortable because she's just fucking some girl from behind. I don't know if it was in the ass or not, but he's just fucking railing her. It's great. And needless. Pointless. I mean, maybe it showed that his guy's a little bit of a hedonist or something, but, you know, but that's what all things should be, according to Jeff Bezos. Just shove sex ever. Remake Rookie of the Year. Have the mom fucking Gary Busey. She's just getting fucked by the rocket. Have we make fucking The Sandlot and just have James Earl Jones just spit roasting. Well, he wouldn't be spit roast. He's just fucking some hot woman. While these kids are playing baseball and, like, can we have your Yankee ball? Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm getting my nut on. You know, just shit like that. We make Dune. Put more sex in Dune. Put it in Jurassic Park. Make someone fuck a dinosaur. Make someone fucking get fucked by a dinosaur. Imagine seeing someone fucked by a raptor, the velociraptor, just fucking holding your head down, making you suck its dick, because you're smart, clever girl. You know, when they look at you, you could tell they're getting hard. It's just Muldoon, you know, the guy who, like, you know, got killed at the end, but he was, like, the game warden, Jurassic Park, and he's just fucking getting his dick sucked by a raptor, and then he fucking returns the favor. Infinitely better film. Infinitely. The days of PG-13 films are over. We need to show, this is the thing, PG-13, but a kid can watch anything on HBO. Every fucking, I guess they have parental controls, but no one probably uses them. some 11-year-old just getting hard watching the Game of Thrones and the Breaking Boys, just seeing all the fucking sex and drugs, but then, you know, not let him go see, you know, some fucking movie because, like, you know, Lethal Weapon 6 starring Mel Gibson's son. I don't know. He's just shooting Jewish people or something, whatever he's doing. I don't know. He's not, I mean, he's never done violence against Jewish people, but it seems like people are mad about the Santa movie. And, because he's an anti-Semite. And look, I get it. He's in a movie like where, like, you know, some guy's trying to kill him. He's Santa Claus. I'm making it seem like he's done violence against them, but you know, I don't think he's just shooting them. You know, so maybe I should modulate that. He's not shooting them. He's just being anti-Semitic, which is, you know, bad. But I shouldn't slander Mel Gibson, is the point. That movie looks like it might be fun, though. I don't know. Does he deserve to be in the with the Fat Man movie? I don't know. I don't know if he's paid his penance. I don't know if he's said enough novenas. Only, you know, it's not for me to say. I'm not Jewish, so I don't get to absolve him. I can't say, you know, ad o domine, you're all good. That's not me. But yeah, so maybe put that movie, like that short story. Why aren't there more robots who fuck? Just have, like, you know, that robot, Johnny Five, just rolling over dildos and getting sexual pleasure out of it. Just fucking, he's just rolling downhill uncontrollably. And Fisher Stevens, who's playing an Indian guy. Is he Indian, though? He might be. It seems like appropriating. I think he might be Indian, but he's definitely playing up the Indian accent or whatever, I think, in that movie. Either way, he's just saying, Joe Johnny Five, don't fucking roll over dildos. You're still a young robot. And he's just doing it anyway, and he flies. He's got lasers. If you haven't seen Short Circuit, that's what I'm referring to. Go see it. It's a great movie. So, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff out there. A lot of fun. You know, why should Lord of the Rings be absolved from being a sex, you know, a sex cram, a sex opportunist, Amazon, Jeff Bezos, you know, remake Breaking Boys and just have it be a porno. But, like, it's literally made by AMC. I mean, think about how much better Mad Men would have been if he's just drinking scotch and taking out his dick. I mean, honestly, because, like, these guys are probably, Mad Men was a show where, like, these guys were shown to be kind of scummy and alcoholics, but he probably would have just whipped out his dong. It's funny, his name was Don, but he would have whipped his dong out. Hey, I'm Dong, and here's my dong. Get it? You get it? You get it? Then why aren't you sucking it, whore? And she's like the fucking head of marketing, and there's a whole fucking, and there isn't a fucking lawsuit, because, you know, the CEO or whoever tells her, why don't you fucking just play ball? We're making a lot of money here. Hey, and it's all scummy. It would be more realistic, is my point. I'm against that kind of behavior, but you know, but you should show it if you're gonna show. If they made a big deal about, well, everyone's gotta be smoking in the show because they would have been smoking, and like, fair enough. Then also pull out the dicks, you know, get that cock out, you know, make them whip it in people's faces. Show what this fucking everyone's, you know, they act like that, but then the show becomes a fucking sensation. People are like, look at the costumes. And it's like, these guys are pissed drunk and, like, you know, kind of raping people a lot. And like, you're worried about, like, but your fucking suits are so nice. I'm telling you, people are too dumb to fucking, you know, deserve anything. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the only guy who looked past the costumes in Mad Men. I'm not saying that. But enough people didn't. They were just really excited about the fucking, you know, the nostalgia fucking costume design, while these guys are just fucking forcing women to have abortions after they fucking knock them up on their office couch and going, look how fucking nice the stiletto heels are with the fucking, you know, this fucking suit so fucking dapper. Oh, look at her get her head caved in because she didn't act right. I'm just saying, am I the world's best feminist? I think so. You can disagree, but I mean, I'm the one, you know, making these points. But yeah, you know, so have those old men just fucking piss in a jar together and then make this secretary drink it. I'm not wanting to see this, but they probably did it. So why not? We're going to do it the Amazon way. Let's do it the Amazon way. Let's have, you know, call it Mad Men, call it Mad Men. It's a Mad Men. It's a mad man, like Mad Mad World. If you haven't seen that movie, go watch it. It's great. Peter, what's that guy from fucking Sergeant Bilko? Phil Silvers, great. Phil Silvers is a great talent. Underrated. I'm not talking about it enough. But Phil Silvers is fantastic. Go watch some Phil Silvers stuff. He starred in that, what was that, the show, Private Pyle or whatever, Gomer Pyle. I remember being good. Was it Gomer Pyle? Was he Gomer, or was it something else? I think it was Gomer Pyle, but he was a fucking scumbag. Yeah, because they called the guy from Full Metal Jacket Pyle, but, like, I'm pretty sure Phil Silvers was Private Pyle, and he was, like, no, Sergeant Bilko, that was it. He was Sergeant Bilko. I don't know who Private Pyle was. Sergeant Bilko was the show Phil Silvers was on. And he's playing this scumbag, like, fucking guy who's just selling out. Like, I think he was just selling military stuff at the back door, like the mob. It was great. This used to be on television, like, you know, alongside Green Acres. And they're fucking just, you know, just military corruption. But, you know, whatever. It's the mad men. It's just piss. It's just Mad Men, but with much more pissing and fucking and just, you know, just inappropriateness. Because, look, you could have kept cigarettes out of it. You didn't. So why are you keeping the dicks out? The dicks would have been out all the time. They would just whip them out in the middle of a meeting and go, hey, Peggy, why don't you suck this? It wouldn't be clever. It wouldn't be fucking cute. It wouldn't have, like, you know, puns going. It'd be like, oh, they've been farting all the time. Fucking just, you know, sweating. I mean, they had some scenes where, like, you know, that, you know, Don and what's his name, the other guy, John Slattery, are fucking eating oysters and getting drunk at lunch, and then they're, like, walking up the stairs and, like, just all sweaty and gross. It's like, there's some realism, but have them, they should be farting in the meeting next to the clients, and they're all just fucking whipping their dick out and pissing on a cracker together and just fucking, you know, swapping underwear just for fun because they're all just drunk animals, hedonists. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, keep it consistent is all I'm saying. Bring in Joe Pesci from the Home Alone movies, and have him come in there and go and, like, you know, try to rob the ad agency, and he fucking shoots Don Draper in the brain, just to have a crossover. You know, I'll kill you just like Kevin McAllister. I came back in time to kill you. And then, like, Pesci whips his dick out. Everyone's getting their dick out. Everyone's sucking and fucking. This is the priest are doing it. Bill Burr's doing it from his Whirly Bird helicopter. He's just getting sucked off in the Whirly Bird, towing fucking other women. Not like torture wise, but like they were hanging from the little rope, a ladder, waiting to fucking suck off Bill Burr because he's a fucking edgy comedian who fucking gets it all done. SNL and far beyond, baby. I'm getting blown all day. But you want that to stop. You want fucking Bill Burr to be fucking something, you know, you want to be Johnny Carson, you want to be Jay Leno. No, he's the edgy bad boy. Let him be the edgy bad boy and get sucked off in the Whirly Bird. That's all I'm saying. But I'm not gonna pay for it. I'm not gonna go out there and hump for the guy. Stump for the guy. I'm not gonna stump for Bill Burr so he can get sucked off in the Whirly Bird. That's his business. I mean, am I getting sucked off in the Whirly Bird? Am I getting the fucking residual head? I don't want to. I got my girlfriend. I love her. I'm not looking to get sucked off by whores in the Whirly Bird. So other money. Just give me money. I don't promote you. That's the point. Pay me money and I'll get on the Bill Burr PR train. But all you motherfuckers out there, like, you know, oh, you talk, you fucking say you offended. How can you be offended by comedy? Like, I don't work for the guy. You work for the guy? Does he fucking have you on the payroll? I need money. All right? My loyalty is bought, not earned. So that's how this works. So spooky movies, you know, crazy German horror film. Something crazy, something I feel good about watching. I want to watch. I mean, Bring Me the Head of Diego Garcia horror film. I remember there's a Peckinpah film. I mean, if you haven't seen The Wild Bunch, go watch The Wild Bunch. One of the greatest films of all time. Bring Me the Head of Diego Garcia. I'm going to mumble this together. I'll say it clearly. Bring Me the Head of Diego Garcia. Great film. I only saw it once. I want to watch it again. It may not be a horror. It's kind of a weird. Again, do I find any of it scary? No, but it was a grimy film. I liked it. I won't watch it again, but can I show that to my girlfriend as a horror film? Perhaps. We'll see. I mean, honestly, most horror, like, The Wild Bunch, compared to most horror films, I mean, you got this fucking, You got fucking Ernst Borgnine just fucking using a woman as a human shield, and all just fucking, and the other, and fucking, what's his name, William Holden just fucking Gatling gunning like thousands of, I mean, it's just fucking massacring. Why isn't that a horror film? Should be a horror film. Beautiful. So, you know, thanks everyone for listening. Big announcement before we go. Our Love is Disgusting. The podcast I do with the lovely Lucy Steiner, the hilarious Lucy Steiner, is back. We recorded one yesterday, put it out yesterday. New cover art and everything. It's very, very cool. That episode's available now. Wherever you get podcasts, go check that out. It's a lot of fun. People have been asking, when's it coming back? It's back. So, you know, enjoy it. Sign up for my Patreon. You get an extra episode every week. There's also the Comp Dump tier, which you get extra content even. We did an episode this week with Lucy Steiner on that. An extra thing. So, you know, that's up and going. Content train is rolling, baby, all right? We're coming close to getting to that Bill Burr status of just being edgy, you know, content makers. And we're going to have a helicopter. So, like, help me get a Whirly Bird helicopter is all I'm saying. Sign up. Enjoy it. It's fucking, it's no problem. So follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ray Comp. You probably already do, but if you don't, it's great stuff. And I'll see you guys either in the middle of the week or Thursday for the Patreon, or I'll see you next week.